Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop.
There. It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
This is a strange time of year to be playing this. Well, I guess possibly not, as had the playoffs started and the Bruins eliminated quickly. Maybe. But still weird, nonetheless. Off-season Bruins music. They're in a temporary off-season. The NHL is trying to figure out what to do with themselves. I want to let Major League Baseball off the hook, because they're not the most messed up one with all their ideas and plans. And no path forward. I think it might be the NHL. They're all over the place. They're talking about a finish of the season in October and then starting the following season in December.
That's so stupid. So dumb.
You have any more on that?
No, I mean, like, really, you're going to start in October, finish, give it a couple weeks, and then ramp it up again. There's no carryover from the year prior. See, that's the problem with this thing. You get away from it enough, your last year has happened. There's nothing you can do about that great run you went on in the month of February. You know, you might get an injury back or two, but other than that, there's no mojo, there's no chemistry. You got to go back, you got to reestablish all that, do it into a quick, fake, little tight season, and then we're going to crown the Stanley Cup champion. That's bullcrap. I'd rather see him cancel it than shove some small little season in and this little asterisk trophy. No, no thank you.
At some point, you've got to basically realize that it's not going to work.
Yeah, like you're so far away from it now. Like October, it makes no sense.
I mean, at what point do you just start saying to yourself, you know what, we tried, we thought we'd be able to get back, but it makes more sense to shut it down and start up fresh in the fall, hopefully. Because ending a season in October and then starting a full 82-game season in December.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make much sense to me. Yes, they would get rid of the All-Star game. They would get rid of the bye weeks. They would shorten up the Christmas break. They would, you know, try and jam as many games into the schedule as possible and use the shortest amount of days possible following a season that ended like 6 weeks before. Like, what happens there? So the Stanley Cup final is over, and then they start training camp?
Yeah.
Is that what happens?
Yeah, and think about all the guys that had to push to get to the point where they're ready to play, maybe tweak something and hurt something, that is now going to carry over to the start of another big regular season, and now you're doubly behind the eight ball. I mean, I don't see any advantages to doing this. I really don't.
I have a question. When does free agency happen? When does the draft happen?
July 4th. July 4th was the big one. That's when Sagan went down, right? Yeah. Somewhere around there.
Okay, but the season
Halloween,
is...
Beetle. It'll be on Halloween.
Halloween. Ooh.
Halloween draft and a one-week free agency period and then training camp begins. Is
free
that the plan?
We're, Thanksgiving and
we're
then you start
busy
the
with Halloween.
No, but I mean, the season's going to begin in December, which means that, you know, camp is a month long, right? So all of November they'd be skating with their teams.
There's just the illogic of, okay, when did they play their last game? Mid-March?
Yeah.
When do they want to restart the season? What
October.
Month?
October.
That's not the same season anymore.
They want to wrap it up by October.
They want to wrap it up by then, but they want to start
sooner
by
than that.
July?
Yeah, late summer.
Yeah. I don't see it as, you know, that makes a little more sense if you can go, okay, we had a 3-month layoff. It was unexpected, But you're going to have to make it much, much, much quicker than that. You're going to have to go straight into the playoffs. You're not going to be able to have anything, you know, you want a couple of get-ready games, a couple of ramp-up games, but then you go straight into the playoffs, and you wrap that thing up in a month's time. If you are dead set on finishing this season, you do it quickly and give yourself something approaching a more normal offseason before you start up again. Try and get back on some kind of a schedule, something that, you know, is gonna fit better with how everybody is used to playing these games, because, you know, that's the goal. And it may not be this, obviously it's not going to be this summer, may not be in the fall, but, you know, plan it out for a year from this fall, for 2021. By then, you would hope things are back to some kind of schedule that we're all used to and seem to work for everyone. And the more you push things and the more you change your schedule right now when you don't have to, the tougher that's going to be. So play some games this summer. Absolutely, you can pull that off, but wrap it up and do it quickly. And then start next season as you had kind of planned on doing it anyway, or as close to it as possible.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Try and get a clean season started.
Yes.
And get back.
And you may have to delay it anyway.
Yes. And you might have two seasons back to back that are damaged by it. That's a possibility as well, which I think, you know, you just got to be prepared for at this point. Paul's in Kingston. Hi, Paul. Paul. Going once, going twice. Mark in Danvers. Hi, Mark.
Hi. I just wanted to call. I was watching the show, and, you know, I love the Patriots, Belichick, but Mr. Hardy made a comment that was so far out of touch. Yeah. He said the greatest run in Boston sports history, Belichick will be remembered for that. He ought to read the history book and read the greatest run in Boston sports history was the Celtics of the late to mid-50s into the 60s with Russell and Cousy. And so,
yeah. Stick that one here, Hardy.
Yep. I would disagree on that, and I don't care to debate the merits of that conversation today.
What are you talking about?
I don't.
No, you're wrong, Beatle. It was the Celtics in the 50s when they were playing against
the
high school
come up with that one?
Nope. I mean, it was impressive. Yes, no
doubt.
It
sure was.
Not as impressive as what the Patriots did. It just isn't.
The parity in the 50, the parity in the NBA in the 50s is the exact same as what you get in the NFL in the 21st century, Beatle. Don't you understand that? All teams were created equal back then, just like they are now. It's the exact same. It's more impressive. It's more impressive what the Celtics were able to do.
617-779-0985 is the telephone number. We'll get back to your calls. Also, the NBA. What's the latest on the NBA? And Joe Buck has some thoughts about sports and their return. We'll get to all this coming up.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Now it's time for more of Zolak and Bertrand.
That's what you put in your mouth in the morning.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I believe the NBA playoffs will begin in the first or second week of July at the latest. Possibly earlier, possibly the very first week of July. I think that's what this is all about. I think that they're hell-bent on making sure that they finish this season. It doesn't have to be an end to the regular season. People that I've spoken to in the league, max, players, coaches, GMs, owners, agents, they say that everything's been discussed in terms of descending upon Las Vegas, renting out several hotels. There's four different arenas you could use, et cetera, et cetera. They've talked about all of these things. They've talked about a playing tournament for the last couple of seeds in East Conference. They've talked about all of those things. But in the end, what you've consistently heard is that unless something disastrous happens that makes you fall back and regress to the point where we sort of revisit the state of affairs that existed 5 to 6 weeks ago, the NBA is intending on moving forward, and they're doing everything that they can to ensure that there will be an NBA playoffs that goes from July probably into and through the month of August.
Well, that's a little bit better to be done by August, as Stephen A. Smith said on the NBA. The NBA is also considering a play-in tournament for the last two seeds in each conference. Instead of picking up any regular season basketball, they're going to advance to the playoffs, which is a wise move. They should then shorten up those playoffs, at the very least be going to five-game series before you get to the NBA Finals. That would be one way to do it. And so that's the latest on the NBA. And the NHL, meanwhile, is talking about the ludicrous idea of trying to jam in a full season this year and a full season next year, which seems like a massive, massive undertaking by that league. 617-779-0985. Mark is in Medford. Mark, go ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi.
So I got a question for you. You just said you would put there would be an asterisk next to the Stanley Cup champions.
Correct.
If the NHL happened to pull it off and finish the regular season and went to the playoffs and crowned the Stanley Cup champion, why would there be an asterisk next to it?
That's different.
And I have one more question on Tom Brady, actually. Is it too soon to start saying, we don't care what Tom Brady is doing in Tampa Bay, whether he's walking in somebody's house or donating this or donating that? He's Tampa's news now. Can we move on?
Okay. If you'd like to. Yeah, we can move on. he's getting a little weird. I'll give him that. You know, with the videos and ad. You ever notice the new videos, Hardy, that sort of has some little suntan on his face? And
there's a little, yeah.
The hair's getting a little grayer. And
different look.
Looks like he's aging a little bit.
Yeah.
Or is it just bad camera light? I don't know. But, I mean, say you do get the season in and you have a Stanley Cup champ.
Mm-hmm.
The way we do this each and every year, like, oh, that was a hell of a year they had. Look at the Blues. Look at what the Blues did last year and how they got hot at the end. And then they went right through it. You wouldn't say it the same way. You know what I mean? They're the Stanley Cup champ, but are they? Did they have that great season? Did they have that run? Like, this thing could be wide ass open when we get back, based on the amount of time teams have had off. It doesn't help you should have like two or three Stanley Cup favorites heading in to the end of the season. Three teams probably that have a really good shot at winning this thing. You may have five now. You know, once you ramp this thing up again, it's like a long, it's almost like a reset in a year. That's why I say asterisk, not meaning that it doesn't count, but it's just an odd championship year. That's all.
Yeah, but by asterisk, you infer that it means less. You didn't accomplish as much. That's
it's different.
Yeah, we're Stanley Cup champions. Oh, when did you win one? 2020. Oh, that was the Corona year.
Yeah, so much it was great for guys like Char and Rass. They're like, oh, we're getting such a nice break here. Hell with retirement. I might still keep playing. I'm coming back.
If it's the Bruins who win it, I'm like, hell yeah, they were one of the best teams in the league all year long. If someone else wins it, then you say, it's Corona year.
Seriously, though, weird year.
Of course they won it, you know?
Could you imagine if the Bruins won it? That'd be a hell of a parade, huh? Would it? How many would go?
Oh, but you know what? There's no parade.
Bring your mask,
That's a bonus. That's a bonus.
Could you see the parade and then have people standing 6 feet away with masks on?
Yeah.
Well, you bring up sort of the awkwardness of not having fans. Joe Buck has some thoughts on this. He was on Real Sports with Bryant Gumbel and was talking about just sort of sports and will they come back? You know, what will it be like? And he talked about the possibility of broadcasting with no fans in the building.
So let's focus on baseball for a second. What are you hearing that you like? What are you hearing that troubles you?
I live really close to one of the Cardinals owners. And what I don't like is the level of the unknown, even for somebody that owns a franchise. I know Fox is really optimistic that something will get on the air. I think, you know, doing a big NFL game, or for Mike, a huge NBA game and a game switching at the end, or a big basket made or a big touchdown, and hearing no reaction from any crowd, for those of us who call play-by-play, is daunting and scary. So I think what they're going to have to do is put in some sort of quote-unquote fake crowd noise or past crowd noise, like a laugh track that's been put on shows just to give a little bit of support. Now, that to me is way more preferable and way more appetizing than having just flat under broadcast.
I've got an idea. pump that into Joe Buck's headset and nobody else's.
I talked about that with Dennis.
Think it's going out over the air like that. Yeah. You want fake crowd noise for televised games?
What? It's a different with that idea.
Different energy, though, for the play caller. I'm telling you, and I've talked to Dennis about this. Like, hey, Dennis, what if we don't have fans? Like, how do we get excited? He goes, well, maybe we could pump noise into your headset. And I said, I'd do with that. I'd deal with that.
Yeah. Great. If that's the fix, then let that be the fix.
Yeah. If that's
what needs to happen, you need to pump it into Joe Buck's headset. For Joe Buck to give you his A game, then so be it. I do not want to sit and listen to a fake crowd cheering. You know, he called it a laugh track. I don't need that. Listen, we all know what we're dealing with right now. I'll be happy enough with being able to see the games. I don't need that. And I don't think it'll be that bad. People think it's going to be this horrible thing.
Yeah. Nope. Oh, yeah. And make Jim Louth in charge of the sound effects so they sound like they were recorded inside a pillow for us.
Right.
Absolutely.
Fuck. Right. If I wanted to listen to fake crowd noise, I'd go play Madden or watch Zoe call a game of Madden.
Such a lame, horrible idea. Yeah, it's going to be weird. It's going to be awkward. And my apologies, though. It's going to be a different type of
strange.
You and Sosi are going to have to, you know, really paint each other up to get each other worked up into a frenzy in order to bring the excitement to the call. But I believe you're equal to the task. You guys are pros.
That's why I get the money.
You're going to make the rest of us suffer through fake crowd noise so you can get excited for a touchdown call? Sorry. Not on board with that.
No way.
No. Me suffer.
What's going on? Right, you. Hey, understand that? Are you kidding me?
Yeah. How do you get that?
I think that's it. You know what? You're going to be distracted by that. You're going to be listening to crowd noise for people who aren't there.
And does the crowd noise have a button where you can change it as things happen on the field?
You know, yeah, it'd be cool, though. So it's like a live edit and a live mix going on for some engineer who has to sit there and figure out when to, you know, pop things up and pop things down. And it's like, oh, it looks like it's done. Oh, and then you have to bring it. It's not happening. It's not happening.
Maybe we can get a special permission for home games for the Patriots, though, where you can bring in the guy who likes to double fist beers during the game.
Yes.
And we'll just put him in front of the booth.
Bulldog.
And he will sit there, and he will be allowed to cheer and turn around and yell at you and yell at Sosi, and that will give you some sort of atmosphere for
That'd be great.
The game.
Or that or Don and Tina, and they need to come by, and Tina needs to yell at me before every game. Hey! I'm like, yep, I see you right there.
Yeah, that gets you ready.
Or Pauly and Dedham, trying to get into the booth, climbing through the front. That's always a fun time.
Whatever you need to make it work in your head. You know, we're all on board. Just don't make the rest of us suffer through it.
I wish he would go back and think that through, like how bad that would sound. And I really hope that they're not considering that. That would be so cheesy. So cheesy. And by the way, I don't think it'll be that bad. I think it'll be worse for the guys who are in the building playing than it will be for the people at home watching.
Oh, totally. Lack energy in the building.
At home, I don't think you're going to, you know, think it stinks. It's definitely different and it's not ideal. But I don't think it's going to be as terrible as you guys. And I know a lot of people think it's going to be awful and unwatchable.
It's
going to
be awful. It's going to suck. It is. Yeah,
why?
Look how much we,
why
look
is
how much
it going to
be
unwatchable?
Look how much we bitch about a 1 o'clock start against the Dolphins on a hot day. Everybody comes to the stadium like, it's the Dolphins. There's no buzz on the sideline. Next thing you know, you're down 10 because you're pissed you're playing the Dolphins at 1 o'clock. It'll have that type of feel. Even worse.
Was the game unwatchable because the crowd against the Dolphins was quiet?
No.
For the people at home? For the people at home, it didn't matter.
People will watch.
Yes, they will. And I don't think it's going to be that bad.
Do you want an example of like the wrestling without the crowd? Just to see what it sounds like. This is going to be
weird. What wrestling? What do I want wrestling for? I want
As an example, as an example of what sports sound like without a crowd.
WrestleMania took place without fans.
Give me a college basketball game where there's six people there. That's the example. And it's not unwatchable. Trust me, I've been there.
I want to hear the wrestling, Jim.
Fine. Sport nobody will watch. Anyway.
Jeez. My name is King Corbin.
Oh.
And as your king, I expect it to be greeted a very certain way. I expect you to get on your knees and bow down.
Nah, we're good, man. We don't get on our knees. I'm sorry.
See, wasn't that
I thought,
what?
I thought you glad? Hell, when you said wrestling, I thought you meant like an actual wrestling match of some sort that had been played out somewhere. Not WWE.
Oh, what did you think? He had collegiate wrestling?
Yeah, I didn't know what he was going to play. I'm like, wrestling?
What do you think? When someone brings up wrestling, who thinks of Greco-Roman wrestling?
Yeah,
when
you get the kids wrestling, from Vision Quest,
I don't think of WWE as an actual sporting event, and that is not something that plays out at any point in the sports we'll be watching.
You get loud swing,
where a guy gets on the
nosebleed
and tells another guy to get on his knees? Where does that happen in the NFL or NBA or baseball? They don't get a microphone and start talking to a non-existent crowd. They don't do that.
Well, maybe they're going to start, and when they do, we know how awkward it's going to be. When Jared
not based on that.
Yes, we do.
No way.
Yep. That's another thing they're talking about. The NFL is talking about they're giving mics to the players, and Jared Stidham is going to grab the mic after every offensive series, and he's going to talk to people. Yep.
You're being rude.
Was that Gronkowski? Was that Gronkowski played, Jim?
Was that Gronkowski at the end, yeah.
What do you mean that went so well?
That went so well for him. I can't believe he's back playing football. Jesus.
None of these things without audiences are good. Like have you seen the late shows with the Fallon? Like in those the monologues that they're trying to do with no crowds.
They're
like
so bad.
Sports will be better than that.
Honestly,
I'll sit here.
I'll sit here during the day and I'll watch the news, and I love watching the news of the anchors that actually go in and do it from studios, and then you'll flip around. And then you get, the BST people still aren't going in. How can you not have one anchor go in, to the BST set for the early and the late edition? You should at least have one in there, right? It's NBC. NBC sends their people in.
Do we have anybody here today?
I don't know. Do we have an anchor on this show, Zoe, going
into
the studio?
No, we're doing a sports radio show. We're on a radio, okay? We're on a radio anyway. I'm saying when I'm sitting there watching TV in the morning, I don't want to watch. I don't want to watch the person. I'm getting sick and tired of
you don't
Kelly
want to watch a TV
and,
show where nobody's in the studio, like this one?
Doing a lot of bitching for a guy who's also broadcasting from home right now.
May 18th, Artie. May 18th. May 18th.
What is the 18th? Is it a Monday or is that a Friday? What is it?
That's a Monday.
That's a Monday.
Hardy, if I'm being honest, it's a day you shouldn't get all that excited about.
Oh, stop. You're
I should go outside and start my car. Make sure it starts.
So it's really only, it's two more weeks. I mean, we're Wednesday. It's two more weeks. Two more weeks.
Sure. Yeah. And that'll be good when they open. They let construction sites reopen on the 18th. I don't know what that does for you. You getting your hard hat on? You're going to go work a construction site?
I might.
Maybe get a job at some sort of manufacturing plant?
So we'll be driving by those construction sites every day.
Yep. I'll go check them out.
What are you eating there?
Where?
Huh?
It was cereal.
We'll get to Hardy's headlines.
You're eating a bowl of cereal right now?
No. I was.
There it is. It's in his hand.
What kind of cereal?
I've been doing this. It helped cholesterol. Cheerios with fruit. Gives a nice little kick. Blueberries, raspberries. And
applies.
Applies, yeah. From Hardy's old great read, yeah.
Guys, Zaxby's is a restaurant chain. I actually have never heard of it. Where are those?
They got to be down south because they're in college football broadcasts all the time.
Oh,
all
right, good.
So it's not a place I'm unfamiliar with, but it's
like
a restaurant chain.
So it's like Chick-fil-A.
And they're offering ambient noise for the home. We'll explain.
All right.
We have some thoughts on this. We'll do it next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times.
Yep. Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now, back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
He's just a regular guy, nothing less,
nothing more.
But a party's not a party till he walks through the door. Cause he brings chicken, hand-breaded, golden brown, delicious chicken. Now your taste buds are gonna get a kickin'. A better sandwich you won't find. Just one bite will blow your mind. It's flavor from your head down to your knees. You're gonna get a kick out of Zaxby's.
So what is this thing?
That's the Zaxby's jingle. Zaxby's is a restaurant based down south.
So it's like a Sonic?
I don't exactly know. From looking at what they look like.
There's a really, really good one in Florida down by my parents called a Culver's, and they make burgers and sandwiches. It's really good. My phone's lighting up here. So David Andrews, Patriot center, obviously he's from down south. I'm sure he's got a gun rack. He's played a lot of SEC football. He said, dude, Zaxby's is unreal. Made some of their homemade dipping sauce yesterday. So he's a lot like Hardy, who has the ability to make the Chick-fil-A dipping sauce, which I still don't know how to do.
So it started in Georgia, where obviously David Andrews played, so he's familiar with Zaxby's. They started in Georgia. They were based there for a long time. They've now spread out and expanded to 17 different states down south. It's described as a casual restaurant, fast casual restaurant. Chicken wings.
Right up my alley.
Chicken fingers, sandwiches, and salads. And has more than 900 locations throughout the South now.
What kind of sandwiches they got? They got a Reuben?
I don't know that they're serving a lot of Reubens down South, no.
Culver's has a Reuben, and it's delightful.
So
they
it's not
a fantastic fish.
It's closer to being like fast food than it is to being a sit-down restaurant. But this is what they are offering, and this is unique because we haven't seen any other restaurants to this point offer such a thing. They tweeted out yesterday, if you miss the sounds of our dining room, you'll want to listen to this. And then you go to a page where they have put up sounds on a SoundCloud page of restaurant sounds for you to be able to sit back, relax, and join them on a sonic journey that will tickle your ears and your taste buds. So if you miss the sound of a restaurant, they are bringing that to you now. What does it sound like, Jim?
Order 16. Your salad is ready.
It's like that's haunted. Haunted.
That sounds fake.
Yeah.
It sounds like Zaxby's hired Jim to do their sound effects.
No. It's Jim so and
bad.
Jim's
it's
kid.
It's bad on my account. There's four seriously, of these. We have four seriously, of these clips. They're 3 minutes long apiece.
All right. Can we sample another one?
I like the voice guy. Order number 16. Your order is ready. You want like real fast food voices back there?
Greg, I told you to shut up. I'm not working the drive-thru right now.
That's right.
Order 22, are you here or not?
16's ready. Come and get it.
They're yelling out like four orders at a time. 16, 18, 23, 25.
Right. We don't have any more napkins. We don't have any more napkins.
We're four deep at the counter, and I still need fries. Can I help you?
They got the left speaker, right speaker thing going on, too, so you can hear different sounds in the left and the right. It's great.
Order 77, your meal is ready.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Oh my god, don't move. The
oh my god, don't
here
do that.
It's literally perfect.
Oh, crushed ice. That's crushed ice right there.
Whoa,
that is a crushed ice sound.
You know what it is? It's like a shaved crushed ice. There aren't many places that have that.
Oh.
I'm serious.
It's an important distinction, I know.
Shaved
crust ice.
It's not square. I don't want square ice.
Okay. Here's something that I will consider. Maybe Zaxby's does have those overtly friendly employees like Chick-fil-A does. Right. When I went into a Chick-fil-A for the first time with the family,
yeah,
I was a little put off at how friendly they were.
Yeah, almost a little cultish, isn't it? Like, whoa,
we're not used to that up
into?
Here. Yeah, right. It's like, you know, I'm there with the kids, and you know, here's a woman walking around, not even delivering our order, stopping at our table, and like, oh, look at you, little man. You're an angel straight from heaven. I just want to put you on a plate and sop you up with a biscuit. Oh, do a dance for me. I'm like, quit talking to my kid. Let me eat my waffle fries and get the hell out of here. What are you doing?
So name the kid Hardy in Office Space with the suspenders. He had all the tchotchkes. Was it Brian?
Oh, I don't know. But
he
yes,
had all the tchotchkes.
All
Hi, how you doing?
Yes. Yes. So you maybe
more,
they are like that.
Flair.
Maybe,
you need maybe, more flair.
Maybe when they do announce the orders, that's what they sound like at Zaxby's if it's a Southern chain. And they've kind of got that same Chick-fil-A mentality going on. Maybe
yeah, that's what's really Andrew like. Saying about this, though? Is he texting you still?
I ain't done texting. I told him, come on. He didn't want to come on.
Tell him to call us.
He's working out.
We won't even ask him about football. We'll just ask him about Zaxby's.
We get to talk to him about food.
We'll just talk about Zaxby's in Georgia.
Yeah.
This is good. Just keep talking like we're having, you know, a couple of sandwiches at the table.
Yeah.
At the Zaxby's.
That's good. Hey, Hardy, pass the ketchup, please. Thank you.
I'd be happy to.
So who's driving after this?
I always drive. I always do the driving in this group.
Unless Jim drives like that one time. Remember we had that hell trip to Houston trying to find barbecue and Jim was driving?
No, I was driving.
You were driving?
Again.
How were you driving? Bull crap.
Because I did all the driving on that trip. 100%
and Jim was doing
of the driving.
Jim was trying to do the navigating on the map app on his jitterbug phone.
And I was so hungry that I would have eaten that handle. I wanted to eat the handle. I was so hungry.
If someone were to pull up next to our car and look at the four of us, they'd say, "Wow, something terrible has happened to those people because they are all in their car crying together.
They're angry. That is an angry car."
No, we were crying. We were laughing so hard. We were all in tears. Like.
I think we hit that.
I laugh just when we start talking about it again.
For whatever reason, we ended up on that exterior, that massive exterior loop
at Siri,
in Houston.
We're the barbecue restaurant.
I can barely see this. Do you know how freaking big Houston is? And I can barely see the city lights off in the distance to the right. I'm like, we shouldn't be going this way. Jim, we're heading to Mexico.
Jim is screaming into his
stupid
phone,
ass
into
phone.
Siri, find good barbecue. And the phone is replying, Texas Roadhouse. No! Real barbecue. I'm sorry, I like Texas Roadhouse, but no! Oh, they got buzzers.
Can you put that in the basket, please?
Again, this is so fake, though.
Well, what is... What's a Zaxby sauce? I'm interested now. What kind of sauce is that?
Here's another. Zo, do you need noise when you eat?
Hell no.
All right, that's another topic we need to discuss.
Oh, that's a whole thing in our house.
All right, we'll do that coming up next. And your calls. Don't go anywhere.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Do you guys want some bread? Help yourself if you want it.
That's good garlic bread, huh, Joe?
Good deal. Yeah, we can over.
Yeah, thanks. You can just throw them down. Like cattle.
Oh, my God. I'm going to throw up. Oh.
That is so much better than the Zaxby's ambient noise that they put on SoundCloud. That's actual noise. That's actual audio of Zoe and Tangway. Oh.
That was it. one of the most fantastic restaurants you'll ever eat at. The place is called Landana. It's right
still there.
It's still there. We ate there last year. Fantastic steak. The Celtics had their media day there, and Gary and I got invited down to interview. To interview nobody. But they put on one hell of a spread.
The old boss made us go down, so we're going to have like four players. We didn't get anybody.
Oh my God, I'm going to throw up.
Gary, for people that know Gary Tankman, we've talked about Gary before. Gary goes through some weird eating things. Like, he'll eat like a pig like that, and then he'll go on these strange diets. He used to have this.
Oh, yeah, then you'll see him only have a protein shake for the next 6 months.
He had this freak. This kid with long hair, forget what was his name, Newsom or Nelson?
Yeah. Anderson?
Anderson. Yes, Jim Anderson. And this kid looked like he just came out of New Hampshire, like up in the woods, and he's carrying a paper bag rolled up, and he gives it to Gary. I look at Gary, I'm like, what is it? He goes, it's going to get me right. He goes, watch this. And he pulls out, it's like just dry flaxseed that he starts eating and chewing. And he takes like a spoon of honey, but it's like honey from up in New Hampshire. You got to get the organic honey. Eats that. And then he was, like, eating raw onions. And then the drink, Gary had a container like this that he filled with warm water, lemon, and cayenne pepper. Because he says, you know why you want the cayenne peppers, though, huh? Get you going. Cleans you right out. Doesn't make you hungry. That was garlic bread.
So good.
Oh, man.
That's what I miss about not being in studios, like the food drops. We don't get the food drops here.
So obviously Zaxby's wanted this sound out there because they feel like some of their customers need the ambient noise to enjoy a meal.
Yes.
What's that all about? Is that necessary?
Okay, so we're all having a lot more meals together now.
What's your perfect sound? Like if you were eating, say, by yourself. Like,
when you guys sit and have your dinner, at home, What do you do? Do you listen to something? Are you at the table? Do you have the TV
Cartoon
on?
Network.
What happens?
Cartoon Network.
Okay.
No, in fact, my rule is that the TV has to go off.
That's a good rule. That's an excellent rule. So what sound is there going on while you're eating?
Just the sound of five people there together and someone's inevitably talking about something.
That would not fly in our home because a certain someone that I live with claims to have a condition known as misophonia.
What does that mean?
What's wrong with her?
Misophonia means she is really put off by certain sounds.
Can I read you a definition of it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Misophonia is a disorder in which certain sounds trigger emotional or psychological responses that some might perceive as unreasonable given the circumstance.
Yes.
Those who have misophonia might describe it as when a sound drives you crazy.
Yes.
What sounds are they?
It says their reactions can range from anger and annoyance to panic and the need to flee.
Yes. Now, I'm not saying who it is in our house, but her initials are Marcy.
What's the sound?
Let me know. This person, let's say the four of us are sitting down at the kitchen counter there, and somebody has the gall, the audacity, the nerve to maybe kick. No, God, no. Are you kidding? She would run out in the street in front of a bus if you did that.
One of my legs is always bouncing up and down.
Yes. I'm gonna put my mic down next to the desk here. If someone just, bumps their foot up against the cabinet, sounds like this. Would you stop that? Stop kicking! Stop kicking! Like, she loses her mind.
Wow.
And this is a problem for her coworkers, who mercifully have not had to be around her lately, because say someone is eating chips, three positions away from her at work.
Sure.
Jim, give me the garlic bread sound again.
Lose her mind. So there has to be something loud in the background, either music. I prefer Jeopardy. Generally we're eating around the time Jeopardy is on. We eat dinner, kind of on the late side.
Sure.
But there has to be something to drown out the small noises that human people make in their daily lives. We have to do it all the time around here. It can't be quiet and have just a small noise going on, because that certain someone who shall remain nameless, Marcy, claims with her own self-diagnosis to have misophonia. It's a medical condition. She says she can't help it. I told her, I said, look, you're just annoyed by us. You just don't like, you know, having people living in the same house as you.
Yeah.
Bingo.
But she claims it is an actual medical condition.
My wife left yesterday.
Oh, really? For how long?
We were weeding outside. Like we knew like it's starting to get to that point. You know what I mean? Where everybody's bugging everybody and just the nerves are a little fried, a little crazy. And she warned me a couple times about just stop being, you know, so tense and this and that. And actually, you know, the car went out of the driveway and we stopped looking. Brody goes, look, she went to the Cape. I'm like, what? So I'm like, oh, she threatened me. Yeah, and she went.
And so she's gone? Like gone now?
She came back. She was making a point. She came back. So I'm a good boy.
How long was she gone?
Long enough for me to pick up the phone and call. Like, hey.
What was the final straw?
My language.
Your language?
Language. Bad language.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I mean,
can you tell us what the word was that set her off?
F.
Oh, really?
A lot.
Okay.
Wow. Was it part of an outburst? Is that what it was?
Yeah, it's just I speak out.
What were you speaking out on?
Oh, boy, here we go.
Here come the texts.
Nothing happened.
I mean, was it the World Bank? Was it the, you know, the environmental crisis in Southern Africa? What were you railing on about, Zoe?
Yeah.
Weeding outside.
Oh.
Weeding.
Somebody
weeding,
was supposed to be
the
doing
beds.
The weeding,
yes,
and they
the
weren't
beds.
Doing the weeding. Let
Correct,
me guess.
The beds. It was stopped. It was stopped ahead of time. It was not completed.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, okay.
Like, if you do it, you get paid a certain amount of money. And if you don't, you don't get paid.
Oh, so an unsatisfactory job.
Unsatisfactory. Yeah, so I had to make it satisfactory. And then
okay,
I
so I think I shared something with Zoe on this. There,
okay.
I would rather have you not do it than to start it and not finish it. Does that make sense?
Yep. I absolutely agree. If you're not going to do it right, don't do it at all.
Yep.
Well,
yep.
Not even doing it right is a whole different conversation. Just finish doing it, right? If you're going to, pick any project you want, right? It doesn't matter. It could be unloading the dishwasher. Don't stop until it's all done, and then you close up the dishwasher. If you're going to repot a plant, don't leave the bag of soil and the little spade out on the deck with dirt all around. Oh, no, the plant is repotted. Yeah, I did it. It's sitting out there. Well, now who cleans up?
Right.
Who cleans up after the job?
Or you're so bored that you get cheap T-shirts and sweatpants, and you put Clorox in a spray bottle, and you tie it up, and you're going to have tie-dye-type experiments out on the driveway, but that when you're done, we're just going to leave everything there because somebody else will pick it up.
And that's not even a job. That's just an activity. Just finish it.
Yeah, I don't mind you doing activities. Clean it up.
Complete it.
They actually did a nice job. Say, hey, do something. Do that with me.
All right. Things are going to go back.
May
18th.
We're going to be better.
Yeah, they're not getting any better over the next 2.5 weeks, though.
Well, we'll get some more from Zoe on his lawn later this hour.
Okay.
Major League Baseball.
Oh, you should see the type of seed I got.
Can I request that we get lawn tips from somebody who actually does their own lawn work? I mean,
sure.
maybe we could, you know, have.
Why don't you cause one of the massholes that they.
Yeah,
that
I mean, maybe we could have somebody join Zoe who actually, you know, gets his hands dirty from time to time.
Yeah. See these nails? Tell me these nails don't get dirty.
I've seen your nails filthy, and it had nothing to do with lawn work.
Tell me how. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Gross.
And those are like that, and it's not from lawn work. That's from barbecue eating the other day, and I didn't even clean them.
Why don't you wash your hands?
It wouldn't come out.
Major League Baseball has a plan for getting back to work. Yeah, sort of. We'll get to it. The details of it after headlines. Also, some more football in this hour, including the situation with Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. All that's on the way.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org.